USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department is appealing a judge's order naming a special master to review documents seized from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is reacting to the news of Queen Elizabeth passing away. McConnell saying the Queen reigned during a lifetime of great triumphs and challenges.
Our deepest sympathies are with the royal family and the many millions of people across the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth and the entire world who've drawn reassurance and inspiration from her historic reign.
The Kentucky Republican adding, all Americans stand with our great friends across the Atlantic during this time of mourning. Another launch attempt is planned for NASA's Artemis 1 mission later this month. The space agency called off its second attempt at a launch last week after they found a fuel leak. Steve Bannon is pleading not guilty to charges relating to an alleged fundraising scheme to build a wall on the Mexican border. New York City District Attorney Alvin Bragg says "We Build the Wall" raised more than $15 million on the promise that no one would make money from donations. In the run-up to the midterm elections, the Senate is gearing up soon to hold a vote on the Respect for Marriage Act, which looks to ensure federal protections for marriage equality, including same-sex marriages. While discussing the issue, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, weighs in on members of the GOP who follow the Make America Great Again philosophy.
Now, MAGA Republicans have escalated their rhetoric against same-sex marriage and want to normalize gender discrimination. MAGA Republicans seem to make it their business to pick on certain groups, not to do things that are positive and move things forward.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Texas abortion law doesn't have an exception for rape, but Republican Governor Greg Abbott says that doesn't mean victims will be forced to give birth.
The state provides Plan B at no cost to any person who's a victim of rape.
An Oklahoma town no longer has a police department. All police officers in the town of Arkoma on the state's border with Arkansas quit Wednesday after growing frustrations with salaries they believe are too low. A spokesman said the officers were promised a raise starting in July, but still haven't received one. He added the starting salary currently sits at just $14 an hour. Four people were shot and killed Wednesday in Memphis, just days after police found the body of a teacher who was kidnapped and killed. District Attorney of Shelby County, Steve Mulroy, says he advises the public to pray for victims.
Rest assured that we have an awesome law enforcement force.
Memphis police also say that a mom and baby were abducted from a store last week and released after giving two kidnappers $800. Longtime CNN anchor Bernard Shaw is dead at the age of 82. Shaw was the network's first chief anchor when it launched in 1980 and was with CNN for over 20 years. He was known for his coverage of major world events like the Gulf War. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.